A poem now. Commentator David Watts captures a moment of change and uncertainty for his family in his poem, Brilliance.
We were comparing leaf blowers, my 3-year-old son and I, his Fisher-Price, my Toro. He asks why his blows bubbles and mine leaves when his mother comes down the steps. It was Sunday. The day before, we'd started working on a new idea, his mother going away weekends to get some writing done. Work, he called it, like Daddy's. She stops where we sit on the stairs. She is going away, and we face it head on the front steps, with our leaf blowers. And there comes a little pause in which we all know where we're going, but not how we'll get there. Dustin takes the lead. "I'll blow you some bubbles goodbye," he says. We laugh, relieved. "Goodbye, bubbles?" his mother asks. "No, kisses," he says, and he showers her with spheres of light. "Father, doctor, I came prepared to teach, to heal. I guess I've learned to expect the worst." Instead, by some mysterious act of will, our son countered his loss with grace. And at the same time, a new separateness began, and I felt a divergence slipping into the future. We walked down the steps together, not holding hands, to the last step above the street. He cranked his leaf blower and made a kiss cloud for his mother to drive through. He hadn't needed any help from me. He just spent a moment with what he was up against, sized it up, and made his leap. And there we were, on this lip of sidewalk overlooking the world below, alone, with the brilliance of it all.